Then he departed out of him. The devil left him, and the child was cured that very same hour. In chapter 16, he said, who do people say I am? And Peter answered. He asked all the disciples, but it was only cursing Peter that responded. And he said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, only my Father can reveal such thing to you, Peter. That means I don't care what problems, what situations, what kind of past you had. If you're trusting God, if you're being obedient to God, he can use you. Don't be so pious that you forget who your power comes from. It comes from the Lord. Rahab and Joshua 2, 4, and 5, she acted upon hiding the spies. That means she had to be able to disregard the soldiers that come up to her house. She had to hide the spies, and then she lowered them down a window with a rope. She's taking on all of this just to help out these men of God, to help her family. She knew that they were coming to destroy Jericho. And the king knew it too, but he was coming after those spies. But Rahab had to hide the spies. She didn't have to do it, but she knew that a God like that will protect her. Participants of faith act on the engagement. Why do they act on that engagement? Obedience. Within ourselves, but in Christ, because he is the author and the finisher of faith. We must change our behavior of not being pious or thinking ourselves more than we ought. We need to change our Pharisaic attitudes, our conduct, and the way we condemn other people. Just because they're not on our platform, just because they are not with our status, just because they don't have a title. I don't know how many times that I've been treated badly only because I don't have a title. I'm not a minister. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professor. So because I'm just a regular person whom God said is the poor, people tend to judge me. But I remember our pastor for the last few Sundays have been preaching. I think you need to. Watch yourself. In Matthew 28, Jesus said to the disciples, God authorized and commanded me to assign you to this great commission. Now, isn't that something, how Jesus is letting us know that it's the Father God that gave him authorization to do this, but he is the one that's commissioning us out? However, what position are we with God? I remember in Psalms 78, how the Israelites kept tempting God over and over and defying him, which limited God doing anything for those people, his people. The Israelites. And why did he do that? Because they kept wanting signs. They kept tempting him and defying him. Does that sound kind of familiar? We need to be careful in our Great Commission. Make sure we're serving God. The redeeming faith that God provides, hoping in the unforeseen evidence, the proof that has been done over and over in one's life. Having assurance and conviction in God is what peculiar people have in their faithfulness. They're not blind in beliefs or ambitious discernment. They have a faith that believes in someone they know have been with them every step of the way. Faithful characters have good reason to trust God. Yeah, but we might be a little peculiar when we trust God. Everybody doesn't trust God in the same level, but we, the peculiar, must trust God in its fullness. Not naively expecting fairy tales, but a full confidence of his promise.